WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to another dose of Mental Fortitude Daily. We're diving deep into something super important today, especially when life throws those curveballs our way. How to practice self-compassion in difficult times. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of stress? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong, and your inner critic starts whispering all those nasty little doubts? Well, guess what? We've all been there. But here's the game changer. Self-compassion isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. It's a superpower that can actually help us navigate tough times with grace and resilience. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough patch. Would you bombard them with negativity or offer a listening ear, a hug, and maybe some words of encouragement? Exactly. That's what self-compassion is all about, treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care we'd extend to someone we love dearly. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this life-changing superpower. 1. Acknowledge your struggle. The first step? Honestly admit that things are tough right now. Don't try to sugarcoat it or pretend everything is hunky-dory. Acknowledge your feelings, even the uncomfortable ones, because ignoring them only makes them fester. Imagine yourself saying to yourself, "This is really hard right now, and it's okay to feel this way." 2. Practice self-kindness. Now that you've acknowledged the struggle, treat yourself with compassion instead of criticism. Instead of beating yourself up for making a mistake or facing a setback, try offering yourself words of encouragement like, "This is temporary," or, "I can get through this." Remember, you're human, mistakes happen, and setbacks are part of the journey. 3. Recognize your shared humanity. Remember that you're not alone in this struggle. We all face challenges, triumphs, and everything in between. Knowing that everyone else feels these things too can help lessen the feeling of isolation. Think about it. Even your heroes have had their fair share of struggles. They learned, they grew, and they came out stronger on the other side. You can too. 4. Focus on what you can control. There are always going to be things outside of our control, like traffic jams, unexpected news, or even global pandemics. But what we can control is how we respond to these situations. Instead of getting caught up in the chaos, focus your energy on what you can influence. This could be anything from taking a deep breath and practicing mindfulness to setting realistic goals for yourself. 5. Be patient with yourself. Building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice, just like learning any new skill. Don't get discouraged if you have setbacks along the way. Just keep coming back to these principles, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress. Remember, every small step counts. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented musician who is preparing for a big audition. She pours her heart and soul into practicing, but on the day of the audition, she freezes up under pressure. Suddenly, those self-doubt voices start to scream, "You're not good enough. You'll mess this up." Now, here's where Sarah's self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume her, she takes a deep breath and reminds herself, it's okay to feel nervous. Everyone gets stage fright sometimes. This doesn't define me as a musician. She then focuses on what she can control, delivering the best performance she can, one note at a time. Even if things don't go perfectly, Sarah knows that she gave it her all and that she deserves to be kind to herself regardless of the outcome. That's the power of self-compassion. It helps us rise above challenges and keep moving forward, even when things get tough. So, what's the takeaway? Self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity, especially during difficult times. Remember to acknowledge your struggles, treat yourself with kindness, recognize your shared humanity, focus on what you can control, and be patient with yourself. It's a game changer, trust me. Ready to put this into action? Go ahead and write down one thing you can do today to practice more self-compassion. Maybe it's taking a few minutes to meditate, journaling about your feelings, or simply saying, "I love myself," out loud. Small steps lead to big changes. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of self-compassion. You never know, you might just change their life. Until next time, keep being awesome and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.